This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, hopes to see kids started getting COVID-19 vaccinations in the next few months. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
Vaccines are not yet approved for children.
Over the next couple of months, we will be doing trials.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci says that'll hopefully lead to kids being vaccinated in late spring and early summer, a key step towards securing widespread coronavirus immunity, since children make up about a quarter of the population. For now, even older adults are having trouble getting shots. As of yesterday, only about 1.3% of Americans had received the two required doses of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of COVID-19 vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, deepening a dispute with London over scarce supplies of potentially life-saving shots. But amid all of this is an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK. The European Commission made clear the new measure will not trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc. To the small territory that is part of the United Kingdom bordering EU member Ireland. Under the post-Brexit deal, EU products should be still able to travel unhindered from the bloc to Northern Ireland. Europe's poverty figures could peak in autumn 2021, according to a United Nations special rapporteur. Dr. Schutter added that poverty affects 20% of the European Union citizens, And inequality levels have not improved since the 2008 economic crisis. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top law enforcement officer for the U.S. House of Representatives is deploying Capitol Police officers to transportation hubs to protect lawmakers as they travel to and from Washington. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With threats of violence on the rise against lawmakers even before the Capitol incursion of January 6th, many have asked for increased security. So the new acting House Sergeant at Arms says officers will be posted at airports and the rail station on busy travel days, but warns individual protection will not be provided. House members have also been told that they can use campaign funds for home security systems and office funds for bulletproof vests. There's been growing animosity inside the Capitol building, including lawmakers who want to carry guns and oppose metal detectors and those who want weapons out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that the country's major airlines have agreed to suspend flights, all flights to Mexico and the Caribbean until April 30th, starting on Sunday, as part of the fight against a second wave of the coronavirus. Trudeau also said that all arriving airline passengers would be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test at the airport and then wait in a hotel for up to 3 days at their own expense until the results arrived. Trudeau cited new variants of the virus originating out of South Africa and the UK as part of the reason for the tighter measures. China has announced that it would not recognize the British National Overseas Passport as a valid travel document or for identification starting from Sunday. Beijing's move to impose the national security law in June last year prompted Britain to offer refuge to almost 3 million Hong Kong residents and eligible for the BNO passport from this Sunday. A scheme first announced last year will allow those with BNO status to live, study, and work in Britain for 5 years and eventually apply for citizenship. Italy's rightist opposition parties have called for early elections as the way to solve the country's political crisis. It follows the resignation of Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Conte is now an acting caretaker. It was unseated when the former premier, Matteo Renzi, withdrew his Italia Viva party from the coalition, depriving it of a parliamentary majority and throwing Italy into political limbo during the coronavirus crisis. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.